And we're live, going for a nice, relaxed, mellow vibe today on the podcast. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast. It's your Monday podcast. That means it's the Idea Lab. So we're going to take a nice, chilled approach. So welcome. If you're joining me on YouTube, hello. If you're joining me on the podcast, welcome as well. I'm going to chat you through kind of like my week, what's been going on, and then the cool ideas I've seen as usual. I found it actually quite hard to do the podcast this week because my week was a bit all over the place. We had lockdown, we didn't have lockdown, we did have lockdown, and then I had to rush to get like all the bits and pieces I needed for my new business in place because I thought I mightn't be able to move for the next 5 to 6 weeks. So yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday were a bit of a blur. I was all over the country trying to wrap stuff up, trying to get stuff down to Tipperary, up from Tipperary, over from Kildare. So yeah, it's been a bit of a crazy week. So podcasts actually took me a long time to do because usually during the week I'm, you know, collecting ideas and I'm studying and I'm researching. Didn't have time to do any of that this week and I just went straight into it today and I actually found it hard to get into the groove. But we're here. I'm going to share a couple of ideas with you. First of all, I was quite worried this week. I was worried about everything. I was worried about lockdown. I was worried about Christmas. I was worried about my old business, my new business, imaginary stuff that never happened. I was like, I can't keep going like this for the next 10 weeks or however long lockdown is going to be. So I made a worry list. I need a better name for it, but I made a worry list. And we talked about this in the podcast last week and numerous weeks. So I was lying awake at night thinking about all the things I had to do and hadn't done. I was like, right, I'm just going to get up in the morning. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to write down everything that's bothering me. Every single problem. Imagined problem, perceived problem, because most of the time when you write it down, you're like, that's ridiculous. All you need to do about that is this. So I made a worry list. I wrote down every single thing that's bothering me or caused me any sort of anxiety at all. And immediately, the process of writing them down instantly made me feel better because they got smaller. And as I wrote them down, they got smaller and smaller and smaller. I don't mean my writing got smaller. I mean the problems just got smaller. And I felt silly for writing them, but I felt better because I'm like, there's actually nothing to be worried about. So wrote down a worry list, wrote down every single thing, but what I did about it was I wrote down one thing I could do this week to tackle that problem. So for big problems, I wrote down one little tiny step I could take to tackle it. So I'll let you know how it goes. I'll report back in a few weeks, but already I feel better. So if you want to try it, try that. Right, on to exciting new ideas. This one cropped up on Twitter, actually did crop up during the week. I cropped up yesterday, actually just before I was watching UFC, it caught my attention. And three young people in Clare, I think they're from Dublin, but they're living in Clare now. They've rented a Daly's pub in Ennisdiamon. And that went viral, I think, years ago for Pint Baby. It was a photo that went viral of a baby drinking a pint of Guinness in Clare. And it was in this pub, Daly's pub in Ennisdiamon. If anyone knows Ennisdiamon, it's just there in the main street. If you're heading to Lahinch, to the cliffs of Moher, you'll see it. So these three young people have rented a pub. The pub is obviously closed, COVID and all that jazz. But it's got a beautiful old Irish front. It's like, I'm looking at a photo of it here. If you're on my newsletter, you'll see I've sent the photo and links to this whole thread. So if you're not in the newsletter, go to MrGaryFox.com. Join the newsletter. I send out a free email every Monday that accompanies this podcast and YouTube video. And you're able to click through and see all the links and the images that I'm talking about. So Daly's Pub. It was for sale in 2018, because I remember seeing it, for €240,000, which is pretty good. And actually, a friend of mine sent this to me a few months ago, and he goes, oh, I'd love to rent this and live there. And these three people have done that. And from my memory, I think it was €900 per month to rent this. So that's not bad. Split between three people, £300 a month to live in a pub. So basically, the pub is downstairs, fully functional, lovely old traditional Irish pub, as you'd imagine, you know, the old wooden doors, you go in, the wooden floor, the old bar, you know, the really long old bar, just one long single bar, but it's a fully functioning pub, like, you know, if it was, it could open the doors tomorrow if you wanted to, so that's fine, and then upstairs, they've got a whole house, they've got a three-bed house, I think it's a three or four-bed, it's three of them living there, I'm not sure if it's three or four-bed, but there's three of them living there, and they're one of the guys behind it, is a content creator from Dublin. He has a content creation agency. And I just think it's such a clever idea. He's doing something that's going to get unbelievable attention and traction during this time. Everyone just wants a good news story. Everyone wants something different going, oh, wow, that's class. And it plays into the whole narrative of pubs being closed. I think this guy is very smart. I've reached out to him. Going to try to get him on the pod for next week. So we'll save a little bit more of it for next week. Go check that out in the newsletter. If you want, you can just Google Daly's Pub Ennis Diamond and it should come up on Twitter. So that got me thinking. I was like, right, everyone's leaving Dublin. Where are they going? What could they do? It got me thinking, right, if I was buying, I just moved house last year and moved out of Dublin and I moved quite a bit out. But if that was now and I was then, would I go somewhere different? Possibly. And could you buy something that would give you a business and give you an income in the new places you went to? So I fell down the rabbit hole. I love looking up property. I spent a lot of time looking it up. Obviously, I work in the industry, so it's slightly different, but it made me think, right, there's going to be all this. I was chatting to a friend of mine, Thomas Arnold, who runs the Go House in Dublin, and it got me thinking about all these opportunities that are going to crop up in the next 12 months for people who pubs close or restaurants close, or sadly, a lot of these places will close, but also people will need to then rent them out. So there's going to be all these opportunities in the next 12 months for all these unusual places. But what's available now? So I was like, right, I give myself a budget of like 300K, which is pretty modest, I think. And I found the five most unusual properties in Ireland. Let's run through them. St. Fecund's Church. Sounds like a Father Ted episode. St. Fecund's Church is available for 130 grand and it's in mint condition. It is absolutely mint. It's in Termin Fecan, hence the name, obviously enough. So not a million miles away from Dublin. And you could do all sorts of cool businesses with it. Number one, straight away, the one you think of, Airbnb. Perfect. I know there's a couple of them in the UK that do really, really well. So you can buy a whole church for 130 grand. I think it's a pretty cool idea if you're comfortable enough living in a graveyard, that is. Second one, Mannion's Island. This is a 4-acre island located off the south coast of Cork. I love the fact they say in the description, sold as seen, fair enough, and is available for 150 grand. So it's got 4 acres, 150 grand. There's no house or structure on it, so you're going to have to get creative here. The one that popped into my mind would be renting it out for private camping weekends. So you rent it out to groups, they can come over, bring their tents. It's only, I think it's right off the coast. I'll have to look it up again, but I think it's like a couple of minutes by boat. So very easy to get to. You can literally see the mainland from where it is. So you do a private camping island. I think that could be kind of cool. Third one is Denny's Ferry Bar and Shop down in Mayo. So you get your own pub, shop, and 2-bed house all under the one roof, all for €265,000. I think that's just outside Westport or Ballina. I'm not sure which one. So 265K. Again, it's a bit like the one I talked about earlier, Daly's and Ennis Diamond. It's a fully fitted out, fully functioning bar. It's also like a, it's an old, the old, you know, the old bar slash grocer style shops. That's available for 265K. Fourth one, we're starting to get a bit creative here. Mount Cashel Castle. Bit of a tongue twister. So if you're a bit more ambitious, this is for sale for 95K in Clare. I think it's in Six Mile Bridge in Clare. Or Clare Castle, I'm not sure. And it needs a total refit. So it was gutted, obviously. But I think it started. They started to renovate it back in the 60s. It wasn't finished. So it needs a total refit. But it's very close to Bunratty. It's very close to the Cliffs of Moher. It's very close to a lot of things. So you could reopen it as a tourist attraction. Or again, Airbnb. That's where my mind always goes because that's where I work in. And the last one. This is a cheat. This is for 300K. So Coolatin House in Wicklow is an absolute mansion. It's on 21 acres. It's an old, really old style, I don't, what I imagine an Irish version of Downton Abbey would be. It's massive. I think it's something like 30 rooms in it. So for 975,000, now it needs full work. It's pretty bad condition. Now it's livable, but it's in pretty bad condition. But you can just imagine this as a very cool country retreat or country wellness center. Endless possibilities in this one. Other ideas you could do that popped into my head, you could become a hunter for great deals. So literally you could do what I do and just, or what I did, and go and find cool deals. If you want to see a very good Instagram account that kind of does this, Crazy Irish House Prices, I'll link it in the newsletter. Guy runs it here in Dublin and he's a really interesting dude. He's got, I think, 10K subscribers already or 100K. So really, really popular. Irish people love a bit of property porn. Another idea would be you could become a specialist in your area for helping people moving with zero connections. This was, doubt it still is. No, it isn't, obviously. It's not a big industry anymore, but relocation specialists. Specialists, can I speak? So if you were coming from Sweden, Spain, wherever, Google, Facebook, all them would hire someone to basically get you relocated and settled here in Ireland. They'd handle everything from showing you rental properties, or if you're buying, they'd show you properties that were for sale, literally collect you, bring you to the property, show you around. Then they'd help you with, like, what are the best local schools? What are the best local services? What's the bus route? Where do I hire a car? Where do we get a parking permit? So you could do that for regional counties. So you could pick your county, let's say it's Tipperary, and you could be the specialist for moving to Tipperary. I think there could be something in that, as more and more people are going to be moving out of cities and into the country. I think that's a really good idea. That's it. If you're enjoying the podcast, do me one favor, share this podcast with one other person. Just share it with one person. Tell them it's the best podcast you ever heard in your life. We want to get to 100,000 listeners before the end of this year. We're on the way. We're trending upwards. We're going in the right way. That's it. If you're on the newsletter, you're going to get extra bonus bits and pieces with new products that I've seen this week, what I'm watching and what I'm reading. So go join the newsletter. I will catch you back this Thursday for a super interview with Ireland's most interesting entrepreneurs, as usual. I'll see you on Thursday.